Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
People waiting
on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, the recording started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, January 15, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
It is. We made it to Wednesday. Unfortunately, I was hoping we didn't make it here, but here we are. So, Ray didn't send anything out. Him already discussed it, so there's no bad news, no really exciting news, except the fight continues. Hold on. We got no update from the banks. As we know, they are still sitting there on standby. Not really sitting at the locations, but still on standby, hoping and praying that that something will happen, like all the rest of us are hoping and praying something will happen. Iraq citizens have now given them a new date, which was until Friday. They gave them 5 days to come up with a new prime minister. Or they're still saying they're going to do their 2 million in march against the government. So the most important things that have happened is Sadr tried to get the citizens to do a 1 million-man march against the United States. They have refused to do so, even though he wanted it the following Friday, not this Friday. They have refused to do so, said they won't and they will stand by the U.S. Parliament does not represent them. Sadr has been meeting with Iran. And the people know it, have been made aware of it. Sadr and Amiri both met with them. So their plan is to put up 5 names and then vote amongst the names. Because right now, nobody can agree. So they want to put up 5 names, 5 additional names now, and vote amongst those names. Well, 3 of those names have already been rejected by the people in the square. So that leaves 2, which one is Mahdi and one is Vice President of the Treasury, I think. Yeah, I can't remember right now. But anyway, you guys should know by now what I know. They're just, again, throwing names out until eventually they think they'll wear the people down and they select. They've gone as far in Parliament as some members saying, we don't really care what the demonstrators are saying. We just have to agree on who we want and then go from there, which we don't really think is going to work. Shock of the day. Shock of the day is CBI employee has come forth and admitted and identified people who worked at the CBI who were stealing money and passing it on to Iran and funding terrorism. He has named 3 of the top people involved in it who've been doing it for years and billions of dollars. So that was just today, though, so we're going to have to wait and see what comes from that. But he has admitted it and said it's been going on. I'm going to go right to the article itself. And he did list at least 3 people. So we'll have to see what the U.S. does with that. Okay. Other than that, I don't really think there's anything too exciting, huh? Ray, did I cover everything so far? Yeah. No.
As far as I can recall, yes.
The citizens are now complaining that the press isn't doing enough to let employees know, I mean, people know what they're going through. As far as, one of the issues, guys, they said with doing the RV and the banking system is people don't believe in the banks and people won't use the bank. We know that's been an issue the whole time. That's why they tried to force everybody to use a card, electronic banking system, to force them to use the bank. But over the years, they've closed down, I think it was like 12, 15 banks over there. People lost their money. And even banks they have now, they keep saying they're losing, yet the bank is making billions and billions of dollars. And the people want to know, how is that happening? The bank is making billions of dollars but they're losing on their shares every time and losing all their money. People are losing their accounts because all these banks went out of business, yet the banks are making billions of dollars, between $6 billion and $12 billion a year. Doesn't make sense to them. Probably wouldn't make sense to you and me either. But there's no justification because there's no transparency, and they can't see where the money went. The banks are just saying they lost it. So it's hard to build confidence in a bank and a banking system when that continues to go on. So where are we at right now? We're waiting to see what happens on Friday. What the people do if they don't get a prime minister. Parliament is still trying to say that they passed the law so that the budget can be sent to Parliament. I mean, the House is. And they're still fighting it legally, saying it still can't be done. So we're right where we were Monday. Last Friday, last Monday, Iran is still winning because they're still stalling the situation at every point and not doing it, not letting it move forward. The U.S. is still stuck and saying we're not going to give you the change in value until something else changes, which means the people still have to be the ones to break the stalemate. It's the only way it's going to happen. They're going to have to truly rise up and remove the government in order to do it. Yeah. All right, let's ask some questions. We'll see if we get to Russia or not.
Okay. First one is from TP40. Tony, you mentioned that every year for the first several years, between the last 10 days of the year and the first 15 days of the new year, that they have tried to do the RV. Today is the last day of that window. How important is it for RV to happen in this window, or does it have to happen at the end of a quarter during the year? Or can it happen on any given day during the year?
Well, right now it could happen on any given day, and it could have. I know the importance, or they would want it to happen right here in the beginning. And the closer to the first, the better, so they can make it retroactive without having to go through months and everything else. But it didn't happen today. Does that mean there's no hope for it happening tomorrow, on the 20th, on the 30th? No, it doesn't. It could happen at any given day, any given time. They get a new government in place. They send it to Parliament, and I think it will. And I think that's the problem where we're at, guys. That did exactly what Iran wanted and causing more confusion, stalemate, something else for them to fight over to drag it out by Mahdi resigning. He can't come back, and now that's exactly what Iran wants. That's why they keep putting his name out there again, because they know the people are not going to let him back, and that's going to drag it out even more. And every day the auctions are going on, they're collecting millions, not billions of dollars. So Iran is winning in this situation. It's just a matter of when it's going to be over. But no, there's no magic number. Somebody tells you it can only happen the first of the year. And if it doesn't happen by the 15th, now we're all the way till next year. It's next year nonsense. They're trying to get it done. What has to happen is a new prime minister, so they don't have to argue about is it legal or not legal. Just appoint the prime minister and the government goes on. And then announcement of the RV because CBI is ready. Now, this new thing that happened today, we have to think, was it orchestrated? Did Iran have this guy step up and say, here, this is what has been going on? Because now the people are demanding that the entire CBI board resign today. That's what they want. Now they want them all to resign. Think, you're all cheats, and this guy just told us, and you've been knowing it, and you've been knowing this is where our money's going, and you've been cheating the citizens. So now they have a new argument. They have a new demand from the demonstrators is get rid of the CBI board. When the CBI is the only one who's been telling us they're ready to go. We're ready to do this. We're qualified to do it. We've done everything we need to do. Except now there's confusion in CBI. All right, what's next?
Sand J. Please review the currency auctions again. Who controls them, Iran or Iraq, etc., if you would, and go into as much detail on them as you can.
The CBI controls the currency auction. The currency auction is where they auction off dollars to the banks. The banks then take that money that they bought, sell it to the citizens in the exchange. That's how the banks make money. Now, what happens with that money afterwards is where all the controversy is. Some of the people who are the banks aren't really banks. They just signed up as banks. They buy the dollars. They smuggle the dollars to Iran. That's what the currency auctions are about. It's how the banks and the government make money on the exchange of the dollars. Instead of like our banks, which make money on the loans, the accounts, the service fees, everything else. They make their money through the currency auctions. Okay, what's next?
Burbank Lou. Do pro-Iran people control the CBI? I think Tony once said that the CBI funded itself with the auctions. If so, wouldn't the CBI want to continue the auctions?
The CBI doesn't need to fund itself, guys. I mean, it's like the United States Treasury. It is a CBI. They own the money. Okay? They're supposed to be autonomous on their own. Nobody is supposed to be controlling the CBI like no government official controls the Treasury. We have a Treasury system. Well, that's how it's supposed to work. Because we can see even our Treasury is definitely being controlled over, or our Federal Reserve being controlled over. So Iran has influence in there, of course, just like they do every other facet of the government. It's why things haven't been done. It's why this guy came out today and said these three people, with Nasser being one of them, are all Iranian puppets. They've been working through the CBI for Iran. They've been the one keeping the auction going, and they've been the ones who've been smuggling the money to Iran. So, yes, they do have people who have influence in there. He didn't necessarily name Alak by name. I don't think, but I'll have to look at it again. It was three people, though. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Dinar Star says, please play the happy birthday song for Flower Bud. She is unable to call in and turned 68 years young today. Flower Bud, happy birthday to you, to your young looking self.
Happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday to you. Bertha Maria says, is there any safety measures that we have to do when we are going to the bank? I heard that we will have a code that will be given with the black card. Can you explain, please?
No. I cannot explain you getting a code with your black card or any other safety measure that somebody's giving you. Your black card is like any other card. You're going to have your own PIN number for your card, and they will address that. So some people can issue, actually, if you want to, have a code with your an account, with your account, but you can do that right now. You can ask them to add a code to your account so that it has to be given. So I don't know who you heard it from, so I don't have a complete story. All right, what's next?
All right. One second. Blackbird says, are we still not knowing whether the Zim will revalue this time around?
We're still not knowing. The bank is still saying they're going to do it, though. I can tell you that. But we still don't know because there is, again, the committee members saying differently. But the bank is still saying they're going to do it. It was on their screen when rates last came up. Okay?
Okay. Cirque 7 says, this might be a couple of dumb questions, but is it possible to sanction the auctions? If the auction stopped, wouldn't Iran lose the source, only source of income they keep stealing from Iraq?
Well, yes, when the auctions do stop, then they will lose that source, and that's why they're fighting so hard to keep it. Now, if we sanction the auctions, which I guess you mean the U.S. government saying stop and demanding that they stop the auctions, it wouldn't help if all the other bank laws weren't in place or if the RV hadn't happened. Because now, how else do they exchange the money? How else do they give it value? They can stop the auctions, but if they're not processing the bank in the system the way we are, which is in their budget and in their laws for them to do, how does their economy grow? How do they furnish, flourish, and how do they actually pay for things at the point? So it's not just us telling them. We can tell them to stop their auctions any minute we want to by authorizing the RV. The auctions would stop. But more than that, we have to stop the flow of money to Iran, which is changing those laws, creating the transparency to do that, which is making sure who's going to be in charge of the money, which is what the argument has been about for the last 10 years. Interior Minister, Defense Minister, and the CBI chief. That's what we've been trying to get accomplished for 10 years now. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. Jimmy and KC says, realistically, as you said Wednesday, as long as Iranian-backed politicians are in power, and as long as Iranian-backed militias can cause death and chaos anytime they are directed to do so, there will be no RV due to the instability it causes and the uncertainty of who will control the power and money of Iraq. Do you see any realistic way out of this mess, any way to get an RV?
Yeah, there's two ways to get out of it and get the RV. So one is Saylor could just say, hey, I don't care what you guys say in Iran, I don't care what you're doing, I'm appointing this guy as the prime minister, and he's going to authorize the RV, and you just SOL. That could happen. I doubt it happened, but that's the quickest, fastest, easiest way for it to happen. Saylor knows, just like all those cabinet members, permanent members that went there and voted against the U.S., their lives being threatened by the crowd, by Iran, and so many others. So it's a matter of, does he want to give up his life for his country, or the possibility of giving up his life for his country, when that change is made? And will that new prime minister he appoints be willing to do the same thing to make those things go through? Now, the other choice is, do the people themselves put so much pressure on the government, so much fear on them, that they will overturn it and destroy the country, that they will then say, okay, we're more concerned with the people of Iraq than we are with the government of Iran? Because one of those two things has to happen. So, now, for it to be immediate and right now, for it to be Iraq's decision, one of those two things has to happen. Now, if Saleh does what he does and we move forward, it's great. If the people come back in and have to demand it and do it and cause the Arab Spring, then what they've also caused is the U.S. to take back over control, for the UN to come back in, put them back under Chapter 7, for the U.S. to then to decide again who's going to be the prime minister and to pick the government this time and try to, wait, there's some noise in the background. Try to do it without Iranian influence, which would take some time, but could assure again that it would happen. So it's actually one of those three scenarios has to take place. And any of them could at any given moment. We're hoping for the first one because it's the easiest one. And it's more of politics than demand or instability. So that's the one we need to happen now. Sadar and now Amiri and those guys are saying they're going to have it done by next Friday. That's when their 15 days or 2 week period of time is up. When they say they'll have a new government in place, but it's going to be someone who they choose without consent to the demonstrators or who's on their list. They've already rejected the person or the two people that the demonstrators put up and said they're not going to select either one of them. They don't care what the demonstrators say. They're going to select who they want, who they think fits the criteria of the demonstrators. So, the demonstrators gave them until Friday. That's 2 more days. 5 days to make a change. Sadar says they have till next Friday, and next Friday he wants 1 million people out demonstrating against the U.S. And they've already told him they're not going to do it. So, all that occurred overnight today, so let's see what happens. All right, what's next, sir?
Nicole 19 says, they did it in Greece. They did it in Cyprus. They did it in Ireland. The government needed money. They said they needed it now, and the people wouldn't be needing their retirement savings anytime soon, so they raided, in parentheses, stole from their retirement bank accounts. How can we protect ourselves from this happening to us?
Okay, but on this call, we're talking about the RV, all right? Revaluation, the global GCR, everything else. We're not talking about our government and our crooked government in the future, and hopefully it will never happen to us, but that's a whole nother conversation. What's next?
All right, let's go live. First caller on the board, 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again,
I
appreciate your continued insight. I hope my volume level is better than it has been in the past.
Sounds good.
I found, Tony, thank you, Ray. I found your opening monologue, Tony, a little interesting here, that you just start off with "the fight continues." Did you care to add any further little innuendos on that one?
No, but I thought I did the fight between
I just want to be sure.
Parliament and that. Yeah, the fight between the people and the government. Fight with us, yeah. It's just no resolution has come, so it continues. But.
Fine enough, because a lot of times we have found upon listening to things on the replay, it's sort of, well, why weren't these questions asked? You know, there was a little message here or there, so I just wanted to clarify on that. Banks personnel still on standby. For once, you didn't really make any direct reference to Texas. You care to do so at this point?
Texas is not on standby. Texas has not made a change. Do what?
Okay. Just checking. We're finding it interesting that there have been articles out there indicating that there is some sort of agreement now between Iraq and China with respect to an oil deal that they have inked one with the other. And looking at the calendar, knowing that the Chinese New Year is coming up on the 25th, any possibility that they might now be linking some of this, and this, you know, all of the get the prime minister done by such and such a date tends to fall within that kind of window. Any kind of linkage that might have some value in watching that, in your opinion, in your sources' opinion?
You know, I was watching the China deal this morning, or part of the deal get signed. And then, 2 days ago, the article came out with the agreement between Iraq and China and getting it implemented and started so China could start their investments, the reconstruction, and things that they agreed to do in Iraq. But that article there that came out by China clearly said to everybody, Iraq, hey, we want to work with you. We agree with it. And let's get started. But we can't do anything until the U.S. gives you permission to do it. And we know it. We know what the Status of Forces Agreement says. We know who really has to approve everything you're doing. And we're letting the world know we're ready to work with you. But you can't do it until the U.S. says so. So this morning when I saw the China deal being signed off, I knew somebody was going to ask me, and I was going to say simply this. I got a right hand, and I got a left hand. So if I hit my left hand with a hammer, does my right hand hurt? No. If my left hand gets broken and healed, does it make my right hand feel better? No. They're still my two hands, but one has nothing to do with the other. It's all global deals wouldn't put together, but it doesn't dictate if this deal goes through or not.
Okay. I guess I always look at things through my dinar-colored glasses getting smokier and smokier, because who knows? But I keep remembering and reminding myself, is this kabuki theater that we're watching? We're just in the audience, and sometimes we're the players and we don't know it. But 10 days.
That's right.
Whatever this happens, we know that that will be where the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. Sure, it'd be nice to be today, because that would fall on the Chinese New Year. Wouldn't that be kind
of? It would be great.
So we'll see. Again, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Wealthy Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 360 area code. You are next.
That should be me, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well,
sir.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
I missed you guys the last couple of calls. I've been in the truck working, and haven't been able to get on, even though I dialed in and got all set. I was out of the truck when you probably called my name or my number. Anyway, I missed you guys.
Okay.
I
missed you too.
First question, Tony. any more people killed in demonstrations?
Nothing in the news last night.
Okay. Well, that's a plus. And I take it from the thing, your earlier comments, that there really doesn't appear to be a difference between the banks there and the banks here, in that they're, if they can lose money and declare that they, this isn't working or that isn't working, then the people that are going to take the brunt of it are the depositors and shareholders and stuff like that. So I guess hard to figure that if we can't fix our banks, hard to figure that they're going to be able to fix theirs. Anyway, that was just
My thought. Well, it is, but their situation is in Iraq, they're trying to get the RV done, and they're trying to change the banking system, but they have to have the people believe in the bank. And the people are actually against them, but how do we believe in you when we gave you all this money? We bought shares at 100 million, 200 million dinar, and now you tell us the shares are only worth 80,000 dinar, and everybody has lost all their money. You closed all these banks, and it's unlike our bank. Usually when a bank goes down, another bank will buy them so that the people can continue with their money in the bank. They just shut banks down, and anybody in that bank, you just lost all your money. Investors lose, account holders lose, depositors lose, but if you look at the bank's income throughout the year, they made $6 billion, but they lost that, and nobody knows how they lost it, because they're just saying, hey, we lost it. Well, we know it was funneled over to Iran, but all those people lost. So that has been the biggest fight to doing the RV as far as getting the people back into the banking system. That's their fight. Over here, most of our banks are okay because we do know what's going on, because they do have to show us where every penny and dollar went. And some of it's just bad management, and some of it is 2008, where the banks were just super crooks, made $100 billion, and the government still saved them in, just like Iraq. Nobody went to jail. Nobody got charged, nothing. And all that $100 trillion just disappeared. So, yeah, in a way, you're right. We are just alike.
I kind of like Vietnam's idea of how to deal with bank crooks. They have capital punishment for financial crimes. And I don't necessarily think that, when you look at bankrupting Social Security and all that kind of stuff, stealing money, that doesn't seem like a bad idea to me. Are they still having auctions?
They're still having auctions, yeah.
Because it seems to me, if that's the case, and the people have been objecting, that I don't think that it doesn't sound like anything less than an Arab Spring is going to fix this. Because if they, as long as they continue to steal and get away with it, and there isn't things turned upside down, then no reason to expect a change, is there really?
No, there isn't a reason to expect change unless the people do something or the U.S. does something. Because Iran surely isn't going to do anything, but continue to drag it out as much as they can, because they don't want it to change. You can't expect Parliament to do anything, because too many of them are Iranian-backed or influenced, or don't have the courage. Again, for the first time, they publicly told the people yesterday that the popular crowd actually threatened the members in Parliament that they had to vote against the U.S. standing country. They were threatened by the popular crowd. Do this or we're going to kill you. You're going to get killed. Or like Shayla the other day, and Sadar got the bullet in the mail. So unless the people just overpower that and they're more scared of the people than they are Iran, I don't see it changing. But we'll see what happens.
Right. And, it was a kind of a dumb moment that a guy would come out from the CBI and said, you know, there's crooks in here, when for as long as this has been going on, there had to be crooks in there, or they wouldn't have let the auctions go on, because all they're letting them do is siphon it out of the country, and what they have to figure out is where does the money go that Iran's paying them to do that? You know what I mean? So there has to be a money trail somewhere. So, my heart goes out to the people of Iran, of Iraq, well, and Iran too, for that matter, because they're in the process. Their government shoots them and doesn't think a thing about it. So why should Iraq figure that they're going to be any different and have any second thoughts about shooting them when they're looking at their lifeline? And I guess my last point is, why haven't we figured out a way to get them electrical generation, water purification, as if it was in a combat zone, because it is a combat zone? Why haven't we, as the United States and or our allies, figured out a way to get them power and water so that they don't have to go to Iran to get it, and cut that off? I mean, that's
okay.
Well,
for one, you got to remember, people were going without heat and water for years, and the first thing was to do was to calm the people down. So we got to give them heat and water. What's the fastest way to give it to them? Piping in. Give it to them. Let's calm that down first. So this is a process. So now we've calmed that down. Now let's give the people something else they want. Now, if we had said, hey, let's take generators over there, can we take enough generators and build an entire system over time without the terrorists bombing it, without construction sites being destroyed, without the people being calm? No, because that takes years. And that is the plan. Once we do the RV, generate the money, all these companies are going to come in, and they're going to reconstruct all the facilities that Iraq needs to live on their own. But even that's going to take years to do. If Iran wanted to, they'll do just what they're doing now and cause confusion, have their little groups out there bombing construction sites, killing people, everything else, to slow down even that growth, which may very well happen if they're still under all the sanctions. We have yet to see. So they did the prudent thing, is let's get the people sustained, alive, and see that there can be a better life first. And now let's do what's happening right now, get the people behind us. But the people weren't behind us. The war was still going on. They still felt there was something between Iraq and the U.S. and the soldiers, and you caused all of this and you did this. Because when Saddam Hussein was here, we didn't have these type issues. But now we do. But now that the people are starting to see the truth, that may work out. It's going to have to change just how fast and what's the key to it all getting started.
Sure. It seems like they're on to the fact that Sadr is Iranian sympathetic, if not Iranian complicit.
That's right.
He was the largest block winner in the election, right? And there he was a figurehead for the Iranians. And I don't think the people at that time realized it. Now that they do, that will change that. My last thought.
We love you,
guy,
sir,
that said,
you
give me liberty or give me
time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Patrick Henry said that. I think it was Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death. So Selah appears to be in the same situation, wouldn't you say, as far
we'll
as
see what happens.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Ray's trying to cut
have
you
a great
off.
Day, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to politely let you know we love you, but you can't make up for lost time on just one call.
but maybe you can get caught up.
I know. I feel the love. Don't worry. No problem. All right, have a great day, you two.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right.
All right, Ray, hold on.
Nanny.
Let me read this first. Let me do
hold
on. No, I'm going to read this so you guys know exactly what's going on. So it says, on TV, we have CBI News. An employee of CBI has come forward, said he was part of fraud that stole billions of Iraq money and smuggled to Iran by false documents, etc. He said there were three main corrupt officials in charge of this. He named all three on TV. All three own Iraqi banks, and the kingpin being Nasser. All three are Iran-backed and steal Iraqi money and give it to support terrorism in Iran. Report did not name CBI governor, but had his picture a lot on TV because he is a CBI governor. Now the citizens are in the streets demanding all CBI officials must go. So that was earlier. So this just came through right now. It's on their TV. The new names have been nominated and supposedly will be the ones protesters will like. The protesters will be in the streets tomorrow for a big protest for keeping American troops in country and protesting against Parliament's decision to try and evict American troops. Parliament's on a month and a half break because they went on break yesterday. And that's what I was telling you guys earlier, that Sadar and them were saying they're going to nominate their people based on their saying criteria and that the people will like them. Well, so far they've nominated over 20 people and the people haven't liked any of them. But that's exactly what they're doing, going to keep doing it until they figure the people finally say, okay, just let this guy go so we can do it. But we'll see what happens. All right, who's next? Danny in Dallas?
Danny in Dallas, you're on.
Hey there, fellas. Got
right.
me unmuted?
Yeah. That is he.
Yes, sir.
I already carried on a conversation, and nobody answered, so oh well.
okay, next.
I feel right at home. I have three things to ask about. One of them, I guess there's four. One of them is some of my buddies that gather up and discuss these things on a regular basis asked for sure if we were going to be leaving the bank with cash. I told him that every indication was that we would. There may be a limitation to it, and that's probably going to vary. Is that what you would counsel as far as that information goes?
As far as I know, everyone will be leaving the bank. We're between $7,000 and $9,000, somewhere in there. But, yes, with cash.
Yes. All right. So, another part of that is debit cards. I encouraged him that I have read and picked up from you guys that debit cards would simply be something you go there prepared to ask for, not on the fly, but you have a kind of a plan. Do you agree?
You will get a debit card. If you have one, they will give you instant debit cards, and you will get access to 10% of whatever your amount is for 24 to 48 hours, and then have access to 100%. Yes.
Okay. Well,
so everybody can expect to leave with a debit card.
Good. Okay. I guess I had inferred that he may be able to get like 10 cards with $5,000 on it. And that would be a special request, but what you just told me at least opens the door to that. You're not saying yes or no. I'm thinking we will leave with debit card and a little bit of cash. That's what I can communicate to them, right? Yeah.
We will leave with a debit card and some cash, yeah.
Okay. The other thing, Ray, this is probably more directed toward you. There's been lots of terms thrown around over the last 11 years having to do with protection on just the process. Many people, as I understand it, and certainly the ones I hang with, they want to leave the bank with protection. And, you know, in Texas, we usually wear that on our hip, but that's not what we're talking about. That term skeleton trust has come up. I don't know what that means. I don't know that it's really a defined situation. What protections can we leave the bank with for those who are anxious before they get to a wealth manager, before they get to perhaps their family counsel and things like that? What kind of protection would you suggest or that they look up?
Okay. First thing, the people that ask about the cash, you would be real good working with them and asking them why they even want to do such a thing.
Yes, I know.
And that's a whole different conversation that we can have on that, but just why would you even want to do that on exchange day? You know, that reminds me of a story. I'm going to share it real quick. I think we shared it on this call of a gentleman that went to the bank and took out $8,000, $10,000, whatever the case may be. He wasn't exchanging. He just had that money in his bank. Took that money out. 8:30 that night, the teller that did the transaction was at his door. And he did get hurt in the process because he got robbed. Now, they caught the teller.
Oh, my.
But these are things that we have to be thinking about, folks, about our personal safety, getting large sums of cash like that and walking out of the bank. Now, who would have thought that it was actually a credit union, but still, who would have thought that one of the employees would show up at your house at night? They know all about you. They did the transaction. They know your account, your address, gave you the money, so they know that you had it on your possession. These risky type things we don't need to be doing on exchange day, guys. Use your electronic means as much as you possibly can. Debit cards, come back a day or two later, see another teller. Do different types of things where you just don't advertise what you are doing. So that's just a good safety precaution that you all should adhere to.
Good.
Now,
good. I
protection.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Now, the next question that I would ask them is, what are they looking for when they say protection? Now, sometimes we're talking about protection from litigation. Well, you don't need to do anything on exchange day for that. If you're talking about protection from, well, if the bank collapses, I want my money protected. What's the likelihood that the bank is going to collapse when all of us are dumping millions of dollars in it during exchange period? So some of these thought processes I can't connect with on what people are afraid of unless it's something that I've just totally missed. So that would be the first question. Like, what do you mean protection on exchange day? Protection from what? And it's very unlikely that any bank is going to fold because you just came in and did a $5 million transaction. Now it's going to fold up and disappear. That's not going to happen.
No,
I would
agree.
Try to get those questions answered and then come back, and then we can try to give you a real good protection answer when I know what it is they want to be protected from.
Sure.
Okay, hold on, Danny. Hold on, Danny. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, Danny. I'm going to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to help me out a little bit anyway. So there's a lot of people who are involved in bankruptcies right now. There's a lot of people who have a ongoing lawsuit right now. There's a lot of people who have debt that they owed and are being challenged in court. There are a lot of people in different situations who don't want this money involved in those circumstances that they're in.
Right.
So do they make their exchanges in a trust and they figure it out? Or how do they protect it? Because if I do my exchange in my name and I'm right in the middle of a court case for this, now I have to disclose all that, and I don't want to. So is those the type of situations you might be talking about? Or
now, you brought up some examples.
Yes.
But I'll just nip this in the bud real quick. For all of those examples, if that fits you, you're SOL. You owe the debt, pay it. And I'm going to tell you why. That already exists. So you create something now that prevents you from handling that when you really could have, would have, should have. That's a fraudulent maneuver. Now you have, on top of the debt that you have, a fraud charge against you on something that you did that you shouldn't have. So, folks, on exchange day, just exchange. If you owe something, they're going to know it, and if they take it that day, okay, well, they just got it. But if they didn't take it that day, then you contact them and start working out arrangements, because now you have the money and you can pay. And you don't want them to take it all in one lump sum. Work out a payment arrangement so that you can put that money to work and let it be helping you satisfy that debt without you losing all of your principal.
That's good, Ray, and I appreciate that. As you're talking there, I'm writing down some notes. And basically, what is the fear? What is the concern? It is what you've already mentioned. Banks could go south. Now, the likelihood that they're rolling our dough at the same time is pretty unlikely, but that's still a legitimate fear. And then Tony's legal situation, obviously that could be a concern, but there's just a fear from all of us poor guys suddenly running into money, and we don't want to be the flash in the pan. We're concerned about taxes, and we've talked about that many times. And then just wisdom in what it is we do with what's here. So those five areas really constitute the unknowns, but we kind of have a direction. So I appreciate your response to that, and it was very appropriate. The last thing I want to ask about, Tony, did you come up with a solution for Las Vegas or a cruise, and which way are you leaning now?
Okay, so I don't have a solution because I don't know that there is a ship that will hold 10,000 people. So I don't know what the most it is that a ship will hold. I do know that some people voice concerns, just like they did about going to Vegas and a bunch of millionaires being in Vegas, which you guys should already know there is a bunch of millionaires in Vegas, but a bunch of millionaires being on one ship all together cruising around. And we're not going to go into pirated waters, just so you guys know. Definitely would not be doing that. They're being stuck together. So I thought about I may do Vegas and may do a cruise, TNT cruise, even after that. I like the cruise because it was just us and we could have 4, 5, 6 days in the auditorium doing different things, different events. I could bring on different groups every night for the party nights. And you all could be together for 7 days meeting each other in very fun atmosphere and be relaxed and say, we're all TNT. So I initially thought it was a great idea. And I still think it's a great idea. So I may end up doing both with those who want to, or we'll see. I really got to see how many people actually signed up for it. We had 8,400 something people sign up last time for Vegas. It's going to be after the RV, so it may be more people than that. I may have to restrict it. I'll have to figure it out. But I thought the cruise was a good idea. The only reason I really didn't like the cruise is I can't get all the Bentleys on the ship, even though this guy told me I might be able to do it. So that was my only restriction because I really want to give out the Bentleys, but we'll see what happens. Okay.
Well, either way, it would be fun. Of course, we're going to be rolling in the money at the same time. If you were to, you're in California, if we were to go to some place in Mexico, if my wife said, hey, let's go back home, as soon as I get on the land, I'm charting a jet to get out. So there's going to be a lot of flexibility, and I appreciate you considering those kind of things. But that's cool, yeah. All right, thank you, fellas. Let's get this thing done.
Hey, hold up, Danny.
Talk to you later.
Hold up.
Yes,
hold up,
sir.
Danny. I want to make you an offer. I had,
I'm listening.
I didn't make this announcement yet, but I had decided I was no longer going to do the Sunday morning training sessions. But a thought just occurred to me. So I'm going to make you an offer if you want to take me up on it. Get with your people. Get those questions answered on what they're afraid of, why they want protections, those types of things. And then on the Sunday morning training, you come in with that, and we can discuss it and go over it. And you can even invite them to be on the call, too, if they want to. If they don't want to, I'll just talk with you over it and let you convey it back to them so you can still be there.
Oh, I'd rather it come from the master's voice there. You could take that. Okay, well, listen, let's get in touch. I've got your contact number, and I'll give you a shout. And thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Let me know if you want to do it. Okay.
Yeah, will do.
All right. Take care.
Hasta la bye-bye.
All righty. 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
Good afternoon. Hey, I am fantastic.
Super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
I'm jazzy.
All right.
Okay.
All righty then. I'm going to make up a new word all the time. I had a couple of questions, but you've been answering them. But I got just one other question, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right. Maybe one of you can answer it for me. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Can the CBI and the U.S. Treasury change the rate and stop the auctions, and then Iraq Parliament moves forward from that point? That's just a question.
Okay. The rate is changed in the budget, and it is part of the budget, so no. Or they would have already done it. You know, they're going to use, like they said, starting today, 1/12 of the budget to pay bills only and do those things. Nothing to do with any of the new construction, new agreements, but to pay bills only until it is passed. So, no. And the U.S., again, will not do it. Wouldn't even agree to let the CBI do it if they've done it all this time before, until they're satisfied with the Iraqi leadership and how they're going to cut the money off from Iran.
Okie dokie, that was the only other question because you answered my other one. And
okay.
So we will look and see what goes on the next hour, minute, second, or day this day.
All right.
There you go. Have a super fantastic day.
You too. All righty.
Thank you.
All have a great afternoon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
208 area code. You are on.
Good morning, good afternoon, and hi. Listen, I've been in this for, well, I've been listening to you since the day you were on, back on the other, with the other guy that is no longer around. And, oh, it's 10 years, 12 years, something like that.
Okay.
Do you think it's possible we may have to wait another 4 or 5 years?
I do not think it's possible, guys. I don't think it's possible because I don't think the people are going to stand for it. It's part of their demand, and they're up, and they're getting louder and more anxious. And again, if it's $1 million or $2 million this Friday and $1 million or $3 million next Friday and Saturday, as they increase, the chances of this happening increase 100 times more each time. The louder they get, the more they get. And once they get to where they say they're going to get with this 2 million people is defiant to Iran and to the military, and to the individual groups in their face, then at that point we know something's going to change, because this is what's not going to happen. Iran is going to shoot their people down the street like they did their 1,500 people and told them to stop protesting. The U.S. has sent soldiers over there and is sending more, and what they're not going to do is shoot the Iraqis down in the street and think nothing's going to happen. So we're not going to see that. And the people know they have the U.S. forces backing them up and willing to take control should that happen. I think we'll see a different result this time.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it?
I hope it don't come to that. But if it does, okay.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPS.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
doing super fantastic, Tony. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, next caller. Before I get to the next caller, let me share something with you, Tony. And listeners, we received a card, and I guess I have to snapshot, take a picture of it, and send it to you because I'm keeping the card. But it is to both.
Like
of us.
He does most of them, but anyway, go ahead.
And we did receive numerous cards over the holidays, and Tony already thanked everybody for all the holiday cards that we received. But this one's not a holiday card, and so I want to share it with you guys. On the front of it, on the bottom half, all the way across the card are a whole bunch of pencils with different color tips. And up above the pencils, drawn out, there's a child with an apple in their hand. And the wording on here says, the difference teachers make makes all the difference. On the inside says, hope you know how much you appreciate it, both you and Tony. And this is from Kay from area code 831. So thank you, Kay. And I'll send a picture of it to Tony so he can at least see what it looked like. Okay. Next on the list, 651 area code. You are on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How are you?
Hey. Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself.
I'm doing well. Kind of
I'm confused. I don't know what Ray was talking about, but go here. if y'all feel like I do, I feel like something was missing there, but okay.
Oh, good fun. Good fun. All right. I'd like to maybe last of all, if you can remember, make some comments about the trade deal today. I haven't heard you guys say much about the trade deal that was between us and China, historic deal. I wanted to know your opinion also. And I haven't heard much anywhere really about this, so clear it up for me, please, because I'm having some sleepless nights. Those 50,000 dinar notes that they stopped printing. I guess they started printing them again. But what about those of us who have the $50,000 dinar notes? Are those still good? Will they accept them? What's your opinion on that?
Okay. So, yeah, let's go with the dinar stuff first. The 50,000, 100,000 dinar notes were only being withdrawn from the bank so they could do their accounting for them and put the 250s back in. It has absolutely nothing to do with us, nothing to do with the people in the street. Our notes have not changed in value at all, will not change until we revalue or the revalue and we go to do the exchange.
Okay,
there's
so
no reason
our,
for anybody to ever have any concern about our 30 notes being treated totally different.
Including our 50,000 dinar notes that we have personally, right now at this moment, correct?
Including personally. Our 50,000, 100,000, 1,000, our 30 notes, period. Okay?
Okay. You've been in this for, what, like 14 years, 10 years, 11 years? How long have both of you been doing this?
Too long. I think I've been in it definitely too long, but I don't know. I got to ask somebody, Tish, Donna, somebody. I really haven't kept track of it, guys, because people tell me, nope, Tony's been longer than that. It's been 12 years. It's been 15 years. I know it just started in 2003 and Bush did it. I don't even know when I started back with PTR. It's been that long. So it's been
wow.
Forever.
In that amount of time, is this, would you say, is this the closest you've seen in the fastest things have been happening for this to come about possibly?
No, it's not.
Okay.
First of all,
when I started this,
I was only supposed to be a week. Okay, and then I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, back when DC was here, which I can't remember how long that is, because time flies so bad. I tell you guys, we were within 10 minutes of actually announcing the RV at one point, because they were actually going to announce it, and we had a time that it was supposed to go, and it didn't. So the window was within 10 minutes of going, but the whole criteria change, and every year they have attempted it. Every year, TBI has attempted to let it go, put it through, and a couple of times throughout the year. But for the last 5 or 6 Januaries, they've tried to put it through. And up until the point it didn't go through, there were agreements, okay, we're going to do it. But again, as I told you guys, that's part of negotiating, part of getting things done. Was they knew they had accomplished 50 different things. They would give them 10 of these things. Get these 10 things done, and we're going to let it go. And as soon as they get 9.5 done, the U.S. will come back and say, oh, yeah, now you got to do this. And they get that done because it was better to give them a bite at a time than say, eat this whole apple, and then we're going to let you go. Everybody would have resisted that. So that's the way they planned it out, and that's the way they built it and negotiated it, and why we kept seeing it get so close. But along with our plan, Iran had their own plan. And as soon as things get close, they would do something to screw it up. They would have Maliki do something. They would have whoever CBI would do something, or one of the parliament members or finance. And that's why they had so many internal people. They would cause an issue to delay it or cause a change, just like what we're going through right now. Marty didn't have to resign. He could have said, okay, I'm going to resign effective February the 1st. After everything's done, the RV's settled, you people have a new financial structure. Everybody would have been happy. Instead, Iran told him to go ahead and resign November. Why? Because it's going to cause this much confusion, because they're too close to this happening right now. And we got to figure a way to drag it out some even more. So we've been there a couple of times where it could have went, things were going to change. But they're just as much at the table as we are.
We can say do this when we feel it's not right. They can cause more confusion, just like they're doing today. This guy who came out of the CBI, he could have did that 10 years ago, 5 years ago. He could have did it last year. But this morning, he's all on TV saying it's corrupt. I know. I've been part of it. This is how we've been doing it. So now there's even more confusion. Now they want CBI to do away. Why? Because the people are mandating something. It was about to happen. Let's throw some more confusion in there. It could happen.
That's quite the answer.
Next week.
That's quite the answer.
But that's reality. Do what?
Well, if you want to make a comment, Ray or Tony, on the Chinese trade deal and whether or not you believe that that falls in line with any of the plan. And with that, I'll get off and listen, and thank you.
Okay. And I said earlier during the call, guys, what's happening in China doesn't necessarily affect what's happening in Iraq. China and Iraq have their deal, we have their, but this is something separate. Is it going to affect the global economy? Already has. The market's going up today. Everybody's excited that something is being done, but that doesn't mean the RV gets done. All right. What's next?
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. Have a great day. Well, thank you, but I'm sure I've been doing this longer than 9 years, so it's closer to 12 or 15. This is 2019. I've been doing it for a while. All right.
217,
Ray, you're
on. Oh. Yeah, 217.
Okay.
No response from 217?
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
There he is.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is 217.
Yes, sir.
All right. This is 916. Go ahead.
217.
Yes, you're on, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I would like to know, can I exchange a dong before the dinar exchange so I can have some cash to pay some bills while waiting for the exchange?
You can exchange dong right now today and bank you want to, but you're going to get today's rate. You're not going to get the RV rate. And if you take it back, you're going to definitely lose money on it.
Yeah. And I have also bought some dong and give it to friends so that they can have their own, because I don't want that kind of money. I want to pass it around.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you can do that.
The exchange for the dong and the dinar will all be at the same time, the same banks then?
Yes, sir.
But you don't have to exchange it all at the same time. But it's all going to go live at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, when I give this away, do they just exchange just the same as if they had bought it?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You'll take it to the bank just like everybody else.
Okay, because I did not want millions for me at my age. If there's no reason for me to sit here and then somebody pay income tax on it when I can do like you guys have said before. And I want to thank you. I didn't realize I was ever going to get on. This is the first time. And,
okay.
And what it says, you are now in the HQ. What is HQ when I hit number one?
You are now in the queue. That was to ask a question. You were in the queue.
Oh, okay.
Right, and when you hit star one again, it'll probably say you are now out of the queue. That means you no longer want to ask a question. That lets me know who to select based on if you're in the queue or not.
I hit one.
Right.
Am I supposed to hit star? It worked with one for me finally.
Oh, okay. Then maybe it's just one then. Okay, and when we finish, you can just press one again or not.
Well,
it's your choice.
It's good to get through because, because I would like to maybe buy some more and give it to some different places.
Okay.
although it would be great if I could finally get $1 million to buy more and pass it on.
Okay, time will tell.
Do you think that, no, I hate to ask what you think, because, you know, all we can do is wait till what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's reality.
All
right. That's all we can do.
Thank you
we don't control it, so we just have to wait for it and keep getting richer in the process. I tell everybody, if it don't happen today, buy some more dumb. Okay?
Yes, and that's what I've been doing. Okay, now when you're in and you got dong and you got dinar, is it the $10 million between the two or $10 million on each?
No, each. So, and it's going to be $10 million or $20 million, we'll see. But it's on each, not between the two.
Okay, now I've got some that I want to give to a, well, let's say, church, club, or what else. If I'm exchanging that for them, is there some way so that it doesn't go down as me, or how do I do it?
Well, you won't be exchanging for them.
Give it to a college, let's say. That's more what I was wanting to say.
Well, either you give the college the currency. Yes.
I was going to say, Ray going to answer that for you. Go ahead.
Okay.
So either you will give the college the currency, or you will go exchange the currency and then give the college the money that you received when you did your exchange. But you're not exchanging for the college. You're not exchanging for them.
Right. Because if I'm giving it to education, I want it so that it's anonymous. I don't want my name out there.
Okay, you can do that.
I didn't think I'd ever get on. I sat and listened and listened, and finally 217.
Yeah,
all
congratulations.
Right. Well, glad to meet you.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Right,
have a good
day.
Better. I've sent money, and I still didn't know how to ever get through.
All
okay.
Right. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. God
Ready.
Bless
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
All right.
Sir. Bye-bye. 501 area code. You are on.
is it on today? Am I here?
You're on.
Yes,
Come
sir.
On. Go right here.
Okay. I apologize in advance because some of my questions would be redundant, so we'll skip those because I've missed several calls. So let's skip to the bottom line, and I'm going to yield to you. Gentlemen, because you're on top of it, what is the earliest date we can expect the toll-free numbers?
Well, that is the bottom line, isn't it? I don't know when we can expect that toll-free numbers because we don't know when it's going to happen. Now, I do know this. The people gave them until Friday to appoint a prime minister. And if it doesn't happen Friday, then something should be happening Saturday or Sunday to move this along a little bit faster. Sadar says they will have, Sadar and Amiri, as a matter of fact, this morning, said they would have a new prime minister and government by next Friday. Maybe they just don't want to do what the people say. I don't know. So somewhere in the next 9-10 days, we should have a government, and then we should have a revaluation after it goes to Parliament. So it could be a couple of days. Now, amongst all that, the House has voted that the caretaker government can send the budget to the Parliament, where there's a legal fight going on saying no, they can't. So, again, it's a ball of confusion. Things could change in hours, days, or weeks, and this could happen at any time. We do know we're on the verge of happening. It's just who is going to push it over the top is what we're trying to see.
So that could be tomorrow, the next day, next week, next year, right? Really? Am I not correct?
It could be.
but I don't think it would go to next year because there's too much action being pushed forward right now. Something is going to have to happen. I just cannot see them being able to drag this out to next year. No way, no how.
Well, that's encouraging. I'm 84 years old. I'd like to get this in time to spend it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you do, too.
Yeah.
So, I do. All right.
All right.
Okay,
thank you,
sir.
Talk to you later.
All right.
All right, thank you.
216 area code, you're on. Okay, 916 area code, you're on.
I put my hand down.
Okay, well, you're still on the Q&A line. But your hand is up, is what I'm seeing. But all right, we'll accept that. Thank you, sir.
Okay, all right.
760.
Hello, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay, I'm sure you guys are doing fine. Thanks for having me. Here's my question. Is there anything else that can come up that we're waiting for that we're not aware, that's not made public that we have to wait for? I mean, over the time, and I've been in this a short time, I've heard it say, well, we had to wait for this to happen, or we had to wait for that to happen, or this had to be signed. Is there anything that can come up that we're not aware of but has to take place before this RV can happen?
Okay, so there's a couple of words that you said in that question and before, and anything aware of or not aware of, then we wouldn't be aware of, you see? And
okay,
that's always a possibility that there's things we don't know, because we don't know. Now, are there things we are aware of that haven't been completed yet? The answer is no. Everything that we're aware of and have been told need to be done have been done, with the exception now of a new prime minister, a new government, and the vote being sent to them, the budget being sent to them to be approved. Those are the three things we know need to be accomplished now for the RV to be announced. We don't know of anything else, any other requirements. They're continuing to pass laws. They're continuing to go back and amend 2017-2018 financial laws that they made and rules for the budget, because they did that last week. So they figured that it would move on with that. But there is no list other than the people's seven demands and Iran's seven demands that they feel that are required for the new prime minister. We don't have a list of anything else that needs to be done. CBI has come out and told us they're more than ready. They're three times more qualified than they needed to be to do this. Marty came out and said the budget was really approved and done, and it was ready to go. So those are the two key factors, and they're done. It's to be voted on. That's all. So now Iran had to do what they did, cause the confusion in the government itself. And now this morning, cause confusion in the CBI itself. All those are delay tactics to keep it from being approved, announced, and opened so they can continue with the currency auctions. How long is the fight going to continue? We don't know. And as I said, only the people can raise up long enough to end it, or the U.S. can come back in under status for this agreement, take back over, bring the U.N. back in, and put them under Chapter 7. Those are the only ways to do it.
Okay. Well,
all
once
right?
Again, I appreciate, yes, thank you. I appreciate both of you, and enjoy your evening, which I know you will. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Great. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you.
408. will get you in. 408.
Sound like they're doing dishes or something. I don't
know what they're doing. 404.
Yeah, so there wasn't even dishes. I don't know what that was.
404. You're on. 404-725. These folks are sleeping on the call. Okay, we'll do one more. 951.
Hello. And
hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
And good afternoon.
All right.
Anyway,
good morning.
I just have a quick question. I had to step away, and I don't know if you talked about it again, but that Excel spreadsheet you talked about on Monday's call that you sent out previously, what was it, the thing we needed to open that up with to get it to work? Was it Google
Excel?
Something or?
Oh, if you don't have Excel, Google Sheets worked. It can read Excel spreadsheets. Google Sheets, if you're on a tablet or a smartphone.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's all I wanted.
Great. All right, sir.
That's all I wanted other than the 800 numbers, but hey.
Okay. All right. We'll get those to you.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Take care. All right, sir. It's time to wrap this one up.
All right, guys. No bad news, but no super fantastic news either. So the reality is we continue to go on. Iraq is trying to push forward. Their people are pushing forward. And the U.S. is on standby if things go sideways. So let's see what happens with the demonstrators' demands by Friday. And see what their next move is, or even Mahdi by next week. CBI is still ready. Mahdi said the budget was still ready. Our banks are still on standby, not at the locations, but at standby. So, which means we're still in a good place to see this. Still could happen by the end of the month. So, keep the faith. Let's look forward to what happens on Friday. All right, with that, I want you to do what I'm going to do. Let's enjoy the rest of your day because I'm surely going to enjoy mine. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this regularly scheduled section on the TNT conference call. We shall return on Friday at our regularly scheduled time unless something happens in between that time. And if it does, you'll be the first to know. And if it doesn't, we will see you on Friday. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Yes, he is, and I believe.
that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. To return this session, no
Hello.
Longer being recorded.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here.